Today's Shir Mishnah Berurah Yomi is Daf Tzadi Beis Omud Aleph, and we're in the second volume of the Dershu Mishnah Berurah, and we are in Simen Kuf Pei Ches, which we began yesterday. And we're at the very top of this Omud, Sif Gimel. The Mechaber tells us, Tzorech Lahaskir Bibracha Shlishis Malchus Beis David. We're talking here about some of the halachos of the brachos of benching. So in the third bracha of benching, Rachim No, which ends Bonei, either Barachmov or just Bonei Rishalayim, and then we say Amen, we spoke about this. So the bracha has to include in it Malchus Beis David. You must mention Malchus Beis David. V'al Malchus Beis David Mishichecha. V'ein lahaskir shul Malchus Acher. But you're not allowed to mention any other Malchus, including the Malchus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And in fact, V'omer, if somebody says, U'malchuscha, your Malchus HaKadosh Baruch Hu, U'malchus Beis David Mishichecha, that is wrong. Toeh, such a person is making a mistake, because as great as Malchus Beis David is, the Mashiach is coming from there. Nevertheless, it doesn't compare, it doesn't even begin to be compared to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Malchus, and therefore it's inappropriate to mention those two Malchuses in the same breath. You can't mention any other Malchus who is David, and you can't even mention HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Malchus with David. That's a denigration of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. She'ein l'hashros Malchus d'Ara in Malchus d'Shmaya, because there's no way to ever compare, even to put in the same sentence, a Malchus on this world with comparison to a Malchus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And likewise, the Mechaber tells us, Avinu Malkeinu, we don't say, therefore, as well, Avinu Malkeinu, we say different words, as we all know from the Nusach of the benching, which the Mishnah Berurah will tell us as well. So now let's see the Mishnah Berurah inside. Sivkot and Gimel. It says you can't mention any of the Malchus. Hainu kegon ho de Messiah ha-Mechaber l'kami. As the Mechaber is going to tell us, if you were to say, Malchus cho, Malchus beis David Mishichecha. That's inappropriate. Sivkot and Dalet. Homer v'chulei, if a person does say this, that's wrong. Malchus beis David with Malchus v'kodesh baruch hu. Tzorech lomad, really the pasuk says over here, lochein, therefore ha-omer. We read it that way anyway. Lochein ein lomar, or the ha-omer, over here is lochein ha-omer. One who says, lochein ha-batur, that's actually the gears over here, the tour. Therefore, one should not say, Malchus cha, Malchus beis David. Shouldn't say Avinu Malkeinu, Sivkot and Hey. The Mishnah Berurah tells us, El Yomar Avinu Re'enu. The Afal God, the Eino Omer, Biyachad, Mamash, in Malchus Beis David. Even though you're not saying Avinu Malkeinu to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and you're not saying the Melech of HaKadosh Baruch Hu with the Malchus of David, one right next to each other, nevertheless, we call Malkum Kivin the Bechad Baruch Hu, since it's all within the same bracha, Lav Orech Ara. It's not appropriate, it's not proper, Le'at Kuri, Malchus of Dishmaya, to mention HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Malchus, Eitzel Malchus of the Bas Vodam, next to a Malchus of Bas Vodam, even one as great as Malchus Beis David. Then the Ramah tells us a very interesting thing. Hagah, the Eishomim, there are those that bring down the Afkishomer Yalaviyovo. When we say Yalaviyovo in the benching, Lo Yisayim, at the end of the Yalaviyovo, we say, Kikel Melech Chanun V'Rachum. That's the Nusrat that we say in the Shmon Esrei. So when we say the Yalaviyovo in the Shmon Esrei, you certainly can say, Kikel Melech Chanun V'Rachum. But when you say it in benching, the Ramah says, you shouldn't say the word Melech. And you'll see in some benchers, they don't have the word Melech in benching. You should just say, Kikel Chanun V'Rachum, because you're mentioning Malchus Ovir HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the same bracha as the Malchus Beis David. Eli Yedaleg Milas Melech. You should leave out the word Melech in benching when you have Yalaviyovo in benching. Brought down the name of the Avu Dra. Usvar Nechonihi. The Ramah says this is 100% correct. However, I see many people aren't knowing like this. They say the same Nusach, Kikel Melechan Verachem, in the Shmon Esrei as they do in the benching. So what's the bottom line? So the Mishnah Berurah brings down the Achronim Kosu Tamuzeh, the Achronim, and he brings this down in the name of the Magen Avraham, the Al-Yarabah, and also the opinion of the Taz, that they say that the Velt doesn't say differently in benching. They say Kikel Melech Chanun V'Rachum Kivun De'inyun Bifnei Atzmon L'Gamriyu, because it's really a totally separate idea over here, and therefore Lo Kapdinim Bazeh, and therefore the Velt isn't Makbid over here like the Ramah brought down, who says this is really right in the name of the Avu Dra. The Omenosal Kimoshi Musuderes Mitzvah Shmon Esrei, and they say it the exact same way, Kikel Melech Chanun V'Rachum, in both Shmon Esrei and Yalav Yovo. L'chein in Limchos Biyad Hanogim Kate. Mishnah Berurah says you don't have to protest against those that do it this way. Again, from the seeming lashon of the Mishnah Berurah, he seems to agree that the right way to do this is not to say the word Melech in Yalav Yovo, in benching, but you should say it, of course, in the Shmona Esrei. So he says you don't have to protest against somebody who says it this way. If you look in Dershu foot number 3, he brings down a compromise position elucidated by the Mati Ephraim. The Mati Ephraim says on Rosh Hashanah, when everything is Melech, 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 we're going to be Mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so on Rosh Hashanah, you're allowed to say this over here, Kikel Melech Hanun V'Rachum, in the benching, as opposed to the rest of the year. He says the more correct approach is the approach that the Ramah mentions over here in the name of Avu Dram, not to say Melech Hanun V'Rachum in the benching of Yalav Yovo the rest of the year on Rosh Chodesh and on Yom Tov. Very interesting discussion. Now we go to Sif Dalet. Nusach bracha zu, the nusach of the third bracha of benching, can either start the way most of us start, poseach ba rachem Hashem Elokeinu, or rachem no Hashem Elokeinu, or nachameinu Hashem Elokeinu, or you can give a different gifts over here, you should come for us Hashem Elokeinu. Either one is perfectly correct according to the Mechaber. And he says, there's a chasima, we know the chasima is Bonei Yerushalayim, or Bonei Berachmo of Yerushalayim. We'll discuss the difference in a moment. And one should have a chasima, either Bonei Yerushalayim, or O Menachem Tzion Bivinyan Yerushalayim, or this chasima. Now, the Ein L'shanos HaNusach B'Shabbos L'chol. One shouldn't switch around, as some suggest. On Shabbos you say one way, and on the weekdays you say it the other way. The Bein B'Shabbos Bein B'chol Omer Nusach Echos. You're allowed to say the same Nusach both on Shabbos and on a weekday. The reason is because one is more of a Bakasha. We don't make Bakashas on Shabbos. So you might have thought that if you say HaKadosh Baruch Hu, do this bakasha for us, you shouldn't say that on Shabbos. The Ramah says, however, Hagah, the Yeshomim, the Omim, Bone Beracham of Yerushalayim, there are those that have the gear, so not Bone Yerushalayim, but Bone Beracham of Yerushalayim, we'll see why in the Mishnah Berurah, the Chay Noagim. And the Ramah says, this is in fact the more correct way to say this, brought down the name of the Mordechai at the end of the Gemara in Brachos. Now we look at the Mishnah Berurah, Siv Katan Zayin. He says, or you could say Nachameinu, either Girus is right. What is the Girus? The Mishnah Berurah says, Hainu Nachameinu Hashem Elokeinu B'Yerushalayim Irecha, Uvetzion Mishkan Kvodecha, Uvemalchus Beis David Mishichecha, Uvavayis HaGadol VaKadosh, V'chule. And the rest of the Nusach of the benching is the same. That's the Girus if you say Nachameinu. Again, that's not the way most of us say it today. Dishu footnote number 4 brings down that there are those that were noeg to say this Girus of Nachameinu in a base Ovel, and he has a little bit of a discussion over there. Ayin Shom in Dishu footnote number 4. Lamaisa, I think most people today do not really say any different gears, even in a base level. Sivkot and Ches. The Mishnah Berurah says that the Chasima should be different also if you have the different kirsos over here. So he seems to imply, the Mishnah Berurah says, seemingly, the Mishnah Berurah is telling us that the Mechaber implies, by not being specific over here, that you could start whichever one you want, Rachem or Nachem, and you could end whichever one you want, Bone Yerushalayim or Menachem, Tzion Bivin Yerushalayim. You could switch and match over here. You don't have to have Nachem, Nachem, or Rachem, Rachem. Either way, it would be fine. V'av she'en ha'chasima me'en ha'psich ha'mamish, less lomba. Even though it's not the exact same nusach in the chasima as it was at the beginning, he says, we don't have to be concerned about that. De'akol panim ha'inyanecha, because it's all one inyan. We know the chasima always has to go back, the end of the bracha has to go back on the beginning of the bracha. So he says, you're accomplishing that whichever gear so you use. However, that's the first opinion that he brings down. But then he brings down the name of Levush and the Olas Tomid. Also, the Divrei Chamudos is cholek on this. There are those that disagree with Sovereign, the Tzorch Lios Me'en HaPsicha Mamish. If you started off with Rachem, you have to end with Rachem. If you started off with Nachem, you have to end with Nachem. Mishnah Berurah of Kontes then says, the Mechaber says that there's no difference between Shabbos and Chol. Wrote Salome, Mishnah Berurah says, the Mechaber is telling us over here, Dim Omer b'chol Rachem. If on a weekday you say Rachem, you can say Rachem on Shabbos as well. Yom b'Shabbos gam kin Rachem. Aye, the Afal Gav, the also Litbo, Tzroch b'Shabbos. Even though on Shabbos we have a custom that we don't ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu for personal bakashos, we only ask for bakashos of Kal Yisrael, or we just praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hachashayni, this is different. Why? The Tofes Bracha, Kachi Tomit, because this is the normal Nusach. So once something is the normal Nusach of Bracha, it's not called asking bakashos on Shabbos. And therefore, the Mishnah Berurah tells us a very important idea. He brings this down in the name of the Shiboli Leket, the Dark Emotion, the name of the Or Zeruah. And he says, therefore, all the harachamons that many of us are noeg to say at the end of the benching, some are not. The Gam Kol Harachamon Yochol Lomar B'Shabbos. There are those that don't say this on Shabbos, and so some don't say it all week long as well. But those that say it all week long and don't say it on Shabbos, it's because you don't want to make these bakashos on Shabbos. So the Mishnah Berurah is telling us that that's not necessarily true. The argument is that they're not really part of the four brachos, the three daraisa, the one the rabbanon. That's like an add-on, and therefore it's not a regular nusach, and that's why some people don't say it on Shabbos. He says, nevertheless, shekivin shenagu akoli amram b'chol pam shemavrach b'chas abasam. Since there are those that say it every single time they bench, as I would dare say most people do. Nasolem Kitofes Bracha, this is like a standard part of the Bracha, the Embazem Mishum Shelet Tzroch B'Shabbos, and therefore it's not a problem for those that say it all the time to also say it on Shabbos. The issue footnote number 5 brings down, based upon this reasoning, the Ketzos HaShulchan says, Sha'av Shaminog Lechos is a kos rak achad ad al yechasreinu. There are those that when they make a benching ala kos, they put it down after the end of the bracha ayechasreinu, the end of the fourth bracha. Nevertheless, he says, it's more correct if you say the harachamans to hold it all the way through the end of the harachamans, because that's considered the standard part of the text as well. And he brings down from the Shari Tshuva, and in the name of the Chacham Tzvi, and also the Kaf HaChaim brings down, that you should hold it actually until the end of Bori Priya Gofen. And this is also the opinion of Rav Ozer Zatzal, the Shevet HaLevi, that his minhag was to hold the cup all the way until the end of Bori Priya Gofen. He would have an exception to this by Shalosh Shuritz, because you're not drinking it then, so he would put it down, obviously, earlier. And he says as well, the Chayil Inyan Birchas Orech, if you're going, many people have the custom to say, especially Yiratzom, for the Balabais, if you're a guest at his house. So he brings down from the Birki Yosef as well, that the Min of Poshet is you can say this on Shabbos as well, because this is considered a standard part of the benching. You say it all week long, so you can say it on Shabbos as well. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot Nyud, he brings down that the Mechaber said there's one Nusach. You either have over here the Rachim Nusach or the Nachim Nusach, the same thing applies on Shabbos and Chol. So he brings down, however, the Hagroa Kosav Sha'iko Kerif. The Vilna Gaon brought down over here like the Rif, that one should say on weekdays, B'chol Yomer Rachim Noah, Kiminogenu, this is our custom, and on Shabbos Yomer Nachamenu, because you don't want to make this as a Bakosha. And on Shabbos you end off Menachem, and on the weekdays you end off Bonei Yerushalayim. It's not only the Vilna Gaon and the Rif, there are other Rishonim as well that hold this way. He brings down in the Shaar HaTzion Ozayin that this is the opinion of the Rabbeinu Hananel, brought down by the Or Zeruah, and the Eshkol, the Riaz, the Rokeach, and others as well. Sivkot Yud Aleph. The Ramah said that there are different opinions as to what the end should be. Bonei Yerushalayim, and then he brings down, then he had the custom, he brought down the name of the Mordechai, and he says this is the way we should be knowing, to say Bonei Berachamov. And the Mishnah Berurah Sivkot Yud Aleph, he says, Mishum, this is based upon the Pasuk, Dersiv, Shafti Yerushalayim Berachamim, I return Yerushalayim Berachamim. So we say, Bonei Berachamov Yerushalayim. Since we started off with Rachim, Mesayim Nami Berachamim, so we want to put the word Rachamim at the end as well, so that the end should be somewhat like the beginning, exactly, not just somewhat like it. If you didn't say Berachamov, Bonei Berachamov, you definitely a Yotze, certainly they'll also say you don't say it, you just say Bonei Yerushalayim. Vayim b'maaseh Rabbi brings down the custom of the Vilna Gaon was to say, as we see in Dirshu Foot number 6, Shesiyim abrocha shlishis u'bonei Yerushalayim, and then Omnei. You don't say, over here, Bonei Berachamov. Sif, hey. The Mechaber says, B'Shabbos Omer bar Ritzei v'achlitzenu. On Shabbos we had an insertion for Shabbos called Ritzei v'achlitzenu. And on Rosh Chodesh, the Yomtiv, the Cholosh Omoid, Omer Yalav Yavo. We had the special insertion Yalav Yavo, and both of these are in the third bracha. As opposed to, as he brought down yesterday, Alanisim is in the second bracha, because that deals more with Hodah, and that Alanisim is a Hodah, and here, these are the Me'ein HaMa'ora in the third bracha. Mimchol Echa Be'em Mishabbos, and if you have Yalav Yovo and coming out on Shabbos, either Yontif or Cholomoy comes out on Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh comes out on Shabbos, so first you say Ritzei, Omer Ritzei V'achlitzeinu first, and then V'achakach Yalav Yovo. This is, we'll see, the Mishnah Berurah will explain, because of the concept of Todir V'sheinu Todir. The Eino Maskei Shal Shabbos V'Yalav Yovo, V'Lo Sheyomtiv V'Chol Shemoyed V'Rosh Chodesh B'Ritzei V'Achlisenu. Each one is separate. Yalav Yovo doesn't mention anything about Shabbos, and Ritzei doesn't mention anything about the Ma'orah of Rosh Chodesh, Shal Shemoyed, or Yomtiv. Now let's see inside the Mishnah Berurah of Sivkot Yud Beis. Lefi Shaskar Zu V'Chein Yalav Yovo Heim Bakoshes Rachamim. The reason why these are included in the third bracha is because they deal with requesting things from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, Kavum Bebirchas Boni Yerushalayim Shigamkin Bakoshes Rachamim. This is also dealing with a Bakosh of Rachamim from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So it's more appropriate to put Ritzei and Yalav Yovo in the third bracha as opposed to Alanisim, which is in the second bracha. V'lo Bebirchas Arit Shioda. The second bracha is more of a thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's why Alanisim, which is a thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is put in the second bracha. If by accident the person put in Yalav Yovo Ritzei in the second bracha, in the same location where we put in Al HaNisim, lo yotza. That wouldn't fulfill his obligation. V'tzorach lachzer, he'd have to repeat it. Lahaskir b'bonei Yerushalayim. He'd have to repeat it again, the Yalav Yovo Ritzei, in the third bracha, right before we say Uvnei Yerushalayim. Sivkot Yud Gimel, that first you say Ritzei, and then we say Yalav Yovo. B'mei Shabbos Utadi, because Shabbos comes much more frequently than the days that we say Yalav Yovo. B'kaim lo mechomokim, we have a general rule. Tadir kodem, tadir sheno tadir, tadir kodem. If you have something that comes frequently, something comes less frequently, and you're going to say both of them, so then you say the one that's more frequently first. This rule doesn't apply if you're only going to say one of them. Then you say the one that's more chashuv for that situation. Ubid the evidim hechlif. If somebody by accident said Yalav Yovo, forgot to say Ritzei, and then he says Ritzei afterwards, bevade yotze, you definitely are yotze. This is only preferable, it's not ma'akev. Dirshu foot number 7 brings down, this din of Tadir, Sheino Tadir, is a mitzvah, lechatchila, it's not an ikov. And then he says, what happens if somebody started to say Yalav Yovo, and then he remembered that it's Shabbos? Should he stop saying Yalav Yovo and say Ritzei? So he brings down from the Shagis Ayeh that you should stop right where you are, and then say Ritzei, and then go back and repeat the entire Yalav Yovo. And the Ksosa Shulchan adds over here, Yesh lahafsik rachim adayin lomar b'yom Rosh Chodesh hazeh. This is true as long as you didn't get to the part of the middle of Yalav Yom, which says Yom Rosh Chodesh hazeh, or the Yontiv that you're saying. But if you already said the Yontiv, so then you already maskir it, so it doesn't pay to stop that and say Ritzay. You finish off the Yalav Yom and then go and say Ritzay. However, the Sefer Birur Halacha brings down that based upon the Chazon Ish, that one should, in fact, once he started Yalav Yavu, finish off the Yalav Yavu, even if he didn't reach to the middle part of Yom Rosh Chodesh, whatever the Yontif is, and finish off Yalav Yavu, and then go and say Ritzay. Again, bottom line, we said, B'di'evet, you Yotze either way. Mishnah Berurah Sifkot Yedalad, Dohok Kvar Hitzki Shabbos Ritzay, V'lom Yachzav Shigrenu. Why don't we mention anything about Shabbos in Yalav Yavu? Because you've already said Ritzay, so there's no reason to re-mention it again in the Yalav Yavu. And similarly, Sifkot Tezvav says the same thing in terms of Ritzay. Why don't we mention Yontif? Dohatik Nualzeh Nusach B'vnei Yatzvah Yalav Yavu. Since in a moment you're going to say Yalav Yavu, V'lom Yach Pileno Pamoim. And therefore there's no reason to add it to the Ritzay. So Ritzay deals with Shabbos, Yalav Yavu deals with the Yontif or Rosh Chodesh or Cholosh Hamoed, and each one is separate, and therefore you don't have to mention the other one in it because you have the other one mentioning the separate day of Shabbos or the separate day of the Yontif or Chol HaMoed or Rosh Chodesh. Now we go to Siv Vav. The Mechaber tells us, Tov lo iskisha Shabbos. If you forgot to say Ritzay, so then in this situation, as long as you haven't started the next bracha, the fourth bracha of benching, you have the opportunity to say over here, Omer Baruch Ato Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam, a separate bracha, Shenosan Shabbosos Lemnucha Liamo Yisrael Bi'avo Lios Lubris. You say this nusach over here. It's found in many benches, or good benches will have this nusach over here. And you conclude with the Chasima Baruch Ato Hashem Mekadesh HaShabbos. This is, in fact, the proper nusach that one should say if one forgot Ritzay, and he concluded the bracha, Bonei Berachamov Yishalayim, Amen. So then, before he starts the fourth bracha, if he remembers, he should say this nusach over here. The Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot Tezayin explains, V'afilum Sofik Lo Im Hiskir Lo. He's not sure, did I not say Ritzay? Because the routine was that he doesn't say Ritzay, the 6 days of the week, he doesn't say Ritzay. So if he's unsure, Mistama, he didn't say it, and therefore he should say this bracha over here, and that's in a suffix situation as well. The issue, Mishnah Berurah, footnote number 8, brings down, Im betos amar Ritzay, on a day that you're not supposed to say Ritzay, what happens sometimes on Yontif, you get confused and you say Ritzay, so it brings down from the Ksos HaShulchan, Im kvar siyim es ha-bracha, eino tzorech lachzor. If you finished off the bracha, obviously stop in the middle of Ritzay, wherever you are, if you're not supposed to say it, but if you already finished it, so then you go and continue after Ritzay from wherever you're up to. You don't have to go back and repeat the benching. The issue footnote 9 explains why we say that if you're not sure, did you say it or not, you should say it over here. Because minastam, berach kamosha roga b'chol yom. Because mistama, you didn't say it. He brings that as well from Rav Ozner in the Shevet Alevi. Rav Ozner Zatzal says, sha'odim nimshach acha giloso afilu b'shabbos. We can rely upon a person to say the normal way that he says it. Even on Shabbos, we don't say that the fear of Shabbos, aim of Shabbos, all of, but he probably didn't say it. Therefore, when you're uncertain, did you say Yalav Yavu, did you or not say Ritzay? So then you assume the position that you did not say it, and the halachos are not saying it apply. He also points out this is true only if the suffix comes up right away. But an hour later, half an hour later, hey, did I or did I not say Ritzay or Yalav Yavo? So then you don't have to go back and bench at that point. It's only when immediately, right during the benching or right after the benching, that this suffix comes up that it applies. Otherwise, we assume you did say it right. And if you're not sure and your young child is there, can your young child who's below the age of Bar Bas Mitzvah, can they tell you, Eidus over here, that you did say it? So Rosh Shlomo Zalman says, yes, you can, because it's not Eidus that they're saying over here, it's a Gilui Milso B'Alma. They're just revealing that you did say it and you trust them, so therefore it's not a question of Eidus over here, they're just telling you what the facts are, and therefore you can rely upon a young child to say, yes, Tati, yes, Daddy, you did say Ritzay. You have two people, one saying that you did say it, one saying that you didn't say it, so Shlomo Zalman brings down in that situation, Einomim. You don't say it in that situation, because even though we say you probably didn't say it, nevertheless, this is now a Sofik Durabbanon over here, and therefore in a Sofik Durabbanon, we go Lakula and we don't say it again. Sivkot Yitzayim, the Mishnah Berurah, he says, V'meinu yodeh nusach brocha, so what happens if you don't know this by heart? Chozel Rosh, then you have to go back to the benching and say the entire Ritzay. V'meinu yodeh cholos v'asim, if you know only the beginning and the end, so then av sheyodeh, sheinu yodeh, shara nusach, we know you don't know the middle part, shemem so kuroi. You don't know the middle part properly. Nevertheless, Omer, the beginning, Vein Tzorech Lachzor LaRosh, you can just say the beginning and the end, and you don't have to go back to the entire bench and repeat it. This is brought down in the Taz of the Shagas Aryeh, and he says, V'ayin Masha Kosav L'Bi Alocha, he has more of an Arichos there, Ayin Sham. This will conclude today's share. Next time, Yitzhak Shem, we'll talk about the Nusach that you say if you forgot to say Yalav Yavo. There's a similar Nusach for that as well.